All right. Our guest is Dr. Leslie Becker Phelps. She's talking with us about the same thing that Huey Lewis and the News are singing about, love, the power of love. And Dr. Becker Phelps, I know that love seems to be something that people get excited about, people are leery of. It's something that we want to happen, but at the same time, can I just keep it at a distance? It's something that we know everything there is to know about, but yet we know nothing about it. What is going on? I mean, what is love?
That's a very good question. It's what he's singing about, right? What is it? Well, you know, the thing is it's not one thing. I think that's part of the problem. You know, why it gets confusing. So you can have just love for people. The Greeks used to call that agape. You know, you could feel for someone just because they're human, and you can relate to them. And it's what you feel probably a lot of time when you're watching the news and you're seeing things going on, and your heart goes out to the people. That's agape. That's a love. There's a caretaking love, you know, the love that you feel for your children or for your parents as they get older, or for your partner when they're going through a hard time and you want to take care of them. They're kind of dependent on you a bit. That's a kind of love. There's platonic love. You know, you love your friends. There's a deep connection kind of love. So these are people you've had in your life for a long time, and they're not just, it's not just platonic love, which it's there too, but, you know, have this deep connection. They're like part of your life, part of who you are. And, of course, there's passionate love. That's probably what we talk about by falling in love. But, you know, you're in love. Well, is that, actually, I was just writing a blog related to this. You know, is it the infatuation? I think when people say they're falling in love, they mean more than infatuation. But that's the passion part. You know, so you have all these levels. And then for a healthy relationship, just feeling love isn't enough. The question is, what do you do to nurture the love, to nurture the relationship? Does it feed you or does it take away from you? I have a hard time calling it a genuine love if it's a relationship that takes away from you, no matter how attracted you are to the other person.
Interesting.
How's that for a complicated answer?
That is, wow. So that latter one, the last one, mm-hmm. the person is taking away from you, but it's so, and if that's the case, it's not love. Is it not love in the sense that only one person is loving but not the other? Or is it actually a case where on some real level, neither person is in a love situation?
I would say it's not. There's not a scientific definition of what being in love is. I don't think anybody can give you a definitive definition. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I have, say, seen people who were, say, in abusive relationships, and they'd say, but they love their partner. They don't want to leave them because they love them. I believe they have very strong feelings for the person and a lot of caring for the person. I have a hard time accepting that it's a loving relationship because they're not being treated with love. They're not being treated with respect, with value. And yet, the other person may feel, the abuser may feel like they love their partner. The problem is their way of loving has such limits to it, such difficulties inherent in it, that from the outside, I would not label that. I would say, you feel you're in love, but I wouldn't label it a loving relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense, especially, like you said, the abuser. It's just hard for me to wrap my mind around a person who is continually abusing their partner, whether emotionally, physically, a combination of different types of abuse. They're continually doing this, but they also love the person they're abusing. It's hard for me to understand how both of those can be going on at the same time.
Right. It is a hard thing to understand. But, you know, very often for that person, they have very strong feelings for the partner. They feel threatened in some way, like they may lose the person. You know, they fear being rejected by the person or losing them some other way. And so they see them kind of not as a full person, but almost if you think of it in terms of an object, like if you own something,
yes.
you're gonna you know, like you hold it, right? And you're gonna make sure that it doesn't get hurt, and you wrap it in bubble wrap or whatever. They're doing that to their partner, treating that partner like an object. So they're not really loving the person because they can't really get to see the, to really relate with that full person. And they want to just, they want to protect themselves from getting rejected. And then their anger may get triggered. You know, they're afraid they're going to get rejected. Their anger might get triggered. And they'll lash out of the anger or the fear of rejection. And then they may feel terrible afterwards for having lashed out. But it's tapping into deep emotions. It's very, it can be a very complicated process. Yet, for the abuser, that person may, it's not always, but they may be feeling like they love their partner. It's harder to understand from the outside.
Yes, indeed. Wow.
And it's hard to understand how somebody would want to be, to stay in a relationship.
Exactly.
And yet they do, because they feel like they don't want to hurt their partner. They really care about the person. They want to believe it's not going to happen again.
And so they stay, and they do what they can to try to make things better.
Right.
And being a bit optimistic, hoping that at some point it'll get better. Is the person who is being abused also, as they're trying to make things better, are they often telling themselves, if I make myself better, if I become a better person, then the person who's abusing me will begin to treat me better?
Yeah, that's part of the cycle of violence is, so the abuser is often, they blame everything on their partner. If they get angry, it's their partner's fault. If they hit them, it was their partner's fault for provoking it. And sometimes, unfortunately, the partner will take in, the abused person will take in, you know, if I just do this right or that, or if I just do it this other way, then it's usually a he, you know, being the abuser in a certainly physical relationship, then he won't hit me, or I deserved it. If only I did that, he wouldn't have, you know, harmed me. And so they get caught up in this pattern, or they just want to placate them. And so they just always, it becomes a pattern of looking for the ways to have their partner not hurt them.
Yeah. And
again,
wow.
Hard to see as a loving relationship from the outside.
Yes, indeed. Wow, it sounds like misery. Well,
we'll get caught.
And that said, we definitely know that that's the type of relationship that we all want to avoid, whether it would be the female who's being abused or the male who's being abused. That is not an ideal situation. And a lot of people are striving for the ideal situation. They want the dream come true. And so that said, are there ways that we can be in a relationship and maybe have a good idea that maybe I'm connected with the right person this time? Maybe this person is the one.
Absolutely. And there are things to look for. I think in the end, the more you, just broadly speaking, the more you're able to be aware, you know, self-aware, aware of yourself, the more you're going to know in your heart and soul if it feels right, if it feels like you're being honored and loved. But if you enjoy spending time with someone, that's a good sign. If spending time with someone leaves you feeling good about you, that's a good sign. If your partner is a good communicator, so they, you know, they talk through, you know, good stuff and difficulties, that's a good sign. If you and your partner are in what I would call an interdependent relationship, so you can depend on each other, when there's need to depend on each other, you want to depend on each other, but you're not dependent. So you can act independently, and each of you support whatever your individual interests and pursuits are. You support that separate stuff, but then you can also depend upon each other. So I'd call that interdependent, if you're in a relationship that has that. And then if you find someone who is ready for commitment, so you may found a wonderful partner, but if they're not ready for commitment, they're just not at that stage, and you are at that stage, then you have to ask yourself, are you willing to stay with that person when they're not there yet? You know, are you willing to wait it out? You don't have any guarantees. Do you really want to wait it out? But in this moment, that's not going to be your ideal partner if you're ready for a committed relationship now. So those are some signs. In my book, you know, I talk about that you want to set goals for your relationship. So you want someone who's like emotionally available, someone who can be there for you. They're a safe haven, a place where you can turn when you're having a hard time. And they're what I would call a secure base, meaning you can use the, you know, your relationship to help give you the strength to step out into the world and explore the things that you want to explore, which always takes a little bit of courage. And you want a partner who'll support that. So, you know, that's another piece that you want to look at. There's a lot of pieces to this.
A lot of pieces. Could we, when we come back, take a look at that just one piece that you mentioned, the whole question of both partners, hopefully, being emotionally available to the other?
Absolutely. I think that's a great place to come back to.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Becca Phelps, as she mentioned, is doing some writing for WebMD. You can find some excellent information there. She's writing a blog entitled Making Change for the renowned Psychology Today. Regularly provides continuing education seminars nationally for mental health professionals. She's our guest today, speaking with us about love. She and I'll be right back.